Welcome to the podcast, Adam Rosenbach.
Thank you.
2 years ago, you had a show called Single Dumb.
Yes.
Now you're back with...
Single Dumber.
Single Dumber.
The sequel.
The sequel, the evil offspring, maybe, in some respects.
Maybe the evil offspring, maybe the money-spinning sequel. Needed to get it out there, next to be a prequel.
What happened? Why are you still single?
Oh, it's toughie. It's hit me hard up early. The last couple of years, I've just been kind of discovering myself, so it's kind of like I've wanted to do that... without being funny, just by myself and do that alone. And so it's just been a case. I've had girlfriends in that time, but I've just been unhappy with me in that time, and I've just gone, you know what, I need to be happy with myself and then I'll find someone. So it's just been a sort of state of circumstance that I'm single again. And I thought, well, there's more material there, so may as well mine it.
Being in single life, has it given you plenty of material, I imagine?
It does. One, because, you know, you go on dates and you live all that. And two, because you have a massive amount of time to think about these things when you're lying in bed alone, crying, and you start writing comedy.
Look at that. That's a subliminal pickup line right there. I'm already going,
you.
Oh, I feel sympathy for you.
You should dump your husband.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll just give him a call now.
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, that's the one thing is, you know, especially looking back on it, when you're in that dating scene, you kind of go, this is horrific. But once you look back on it and you're kind of looking out on it and you're not upset by it, it's actually a lot of fun. There's a lot of stupid stuff that goes down. And just the ritual of it all, of how nice, how much you try and hide your actual personality for as long as you possibly can until that person falls in love with you, and then you go, here's a real me. And there's nothing they can do.
So imagine in the last couple of years, and you've been set up on dates, I'm sure.
Yes.
Any of those, any traction at all?
One was a blind date, and that was it kind of put me in my place, because the girl said, oh, she kind of is like what I equate to you, like the female version of you. I was like, oh, okay. And I'd obviously put myself on a bit of a pedestal, and that wasn't what I expected. And
so who are you in female form?
I'm not as hot as I thought I was, Cal.
What was your friend trying to say about you then?
Well, that's what I was trying to work out. It was a girl that I was doing training with at the gym, so we weren't really tight, but obviously she had a different view. My mirror and her eyes were different.
Have you gone trawling on online dating sites?
I haven't. I've gone trawling on them, but I haven't joined them. I just like to look at the photos and go, no, no, yes, yes, no. Why would you put that up? You look drunk. Take your sunnies off.
You would get so much more material if you actually...
I have thought about that, but then I thought that would be mean to do that to people. Because, you know, people are genuinely on there, and you can't be on there for comedy purposes, I don't think. But, you know, I'd take it. If they're on there for sexual purposes, it's different. RSVP, my good friend.
So do you like being single better than being in a relationship?
I kind of do at the moment because of where I'm at. And it's just great that if I want to do something, I can do it. And it amused me this morning. A friend of mine said, I'll come to this thing on Monday night. And then I got an email and he said, no, apparently my girlfriend says we have a, in quotes, family dinner. And that's what I love, is that in a relationship, you get another family. And I have enough trouble with my own. I don't need two more nutbags thrown into the mix as well as siblings, so I'm quite happy dealing with my family at the moment.
So one thing I noticed also about being married is you can't do anything without consulting.
See, I don't need that. I can consult with the evil person in my head, but he usually lets me go, so I'm okay with it. And you two were both talking about your wedding rings earlier, and your wife wasn't happy because you bought it on Amazon, and Cal's changed fingers.
Because I've got a rash on my wedding finger. Yep.
You know, we all know what that means. She's cheating. It's a cheating rash. Yes, absolutely.
What does Amazon mean?
I'm just cheating with that finger though, apparently.
Well, each to their own.
And Amazon means I'm cheap and don't like paying import tax.
Well, we can read it like that, yeah.
Resourceful.
Why pay the tax? That could have been in your vows. Tax or tax free.
Well, I hope you spent the stuff you saved on tax on your honeymoon.
Anyway, moving along.
You got her a nice book.
You didn't.
No.
I do know that you've got a joke. When you go on stage, you say, all the single women in the audience, put your hands up,
yep,
so I know who to follow home.
Yes.
How do you not pick up a gig then? If you're out there pretty much essentially advertising your wares, you've got girls that find you funny.
Yeah. I know GSOH is always at the top of the list until it comes to reality. But I think most women think at that point you're going to be using their in your routine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The first thing you get. Oh, I don't want to hear this on stage. And you're like, well, don't hurt me. And I can guarantee it won't make it to stage otherwise, yeah.
You don't have any really bizarre personal habits.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
You don't want people to know about.
Yeah, don't wear an orange mohair jumper to a date. It looks like you're working on an oil rig. That's a suggestion.
Is that experience, is it?
That is definitely experience. I rocked up and it was like Elmo had been washed with something, like bleached, and she was orange. It was bizarre. I just went, right, if that's what you're wearing out, I couldn't imagine what's in the back of your cupboard.
Valentine's Day, how was it?
I worked. So I actually haven't done anything properly on Valentine's Day for I reckon about 8 or 9 years. Because last year when I had a girlfriend, she was in France by herself. It was funny, she rang me when she was over there, and probably would have been around Valentine's Day, and said, oh, this funny story happened. French man came up to me, he wanted to practice his English with me, and so he took me out to dinner, and he took her out to a really fancy dinner. I thought, that's lovely, like, didn't bother me, but if that was reversed, and this French girl came up to me in Melbourne, and she took me out to dinner, it'd be the first flight home.
There are massive double standards,
yes. Yes, there are. Yes, Cal, what's with them?
I lead the fifth. Do we have the fifth?
Sure.
Okay, so not a big Valentine's Day person.
No, not really. I love to say the phrase, happy VD, and just take it from there. To abbreviate it, so
they can read into that whatever they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, then. So we've got the lovely Cal Wilson.
We
here.
Do.
She's female. She'll fulfill that component of it.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Uh huh.
Pulse. That's good.
Well, okay. We'll take it this time. Sure.
We're in a bar.
We are.
Would you show me some of your material? Because I'm curious, and I'm sure Cal can help out. We want to know where you've been going wrong there.
So it's hard because I know Willow, but I usually start, and this is probably. Would get me in a lot of trouble early on, but it will help separate the wheat from the chaff, if you will.
Yeah.
It's because I've got a really black sense of humour, as Cal knows. So if I say something, you know, about someone who might be in the bar or, like, check out that guy's mullet over there in the fluoro.
Oh, there really is.
And so if you found that amusing, then we'd get along fine. But if you meant that's really mean, then that would be the end of it.
That's my dad.
Yeah. And I go, really? You were born in India? That's odd.
Okay, so that was his opener. Yep. Look at the guy with the mullet and the fluoro.
Yeah.
How's that stack
it's
up, Cal?
Okay. Yeah? Because that's not...
I'm not hitting on you.
No, no.
I'm just making small talk.
If I was interested, I'd probably make a mullet joke back. And if I wasn't, I'd go, would you like me to introduce him to you? Because you seem interested.
So that's the first. Where would you progress to after this?
I'd probably touch a breast. Is that the next move?
Maybe not.
I thought because I knew you that would be easy.
Okay, I think we're onto this. Yeah, we're onto something now. We're onto something. We're getting somewhere here.
Social boundaries, I think. That's probably where you...
Yeah, okay.
Tell me about your childhood, Adam.
So I'll try and make a joke that she would laugh at. Like, I'd say that's a Rubik's Cube. Is that a Rubik's Cube on your arm that you've pulled apart? See, now it's getting nasty. Yeah. She's staring at me.
No, because I just kind of go, oh, come on, Adam, you're better than that. I've got a colourful square bracelet on my hand for those of you not
See?
Watching.
But I smiled when I talked about the mullet before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Do I need to smile more? Do I need to smile less? I've been told I need to smile more. I get that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Who tells you that? The Indian girl with the mullet.
Yeah, he thinks my eyes are dazzling though.
My favourite pickup line that I've ever had, and I talk about this on stage, was from a guy in a pub in Ararat after a show that we'd done on the road show, and he came over and he said, I'm not the best looking guy in the room, but I'm the only one talking to you. Which didn't work on me, but I do think it's hilarious.
Oh, it's quite nice, quite sweet. Well, bit of innocence.
A bit self-depreciating.
Yeah. Well, for him, but it's also going, you know, I'm not much, but no one wants you.
Yeah, you can't do any better. True. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But we have a 2-year-old son now, so...
Yeah. So isn't that the, what's that called? Negging? Where you give the positive... Like, I love women with crooked teeth. That's negging. Okay. So you give a positive, but it's kind of a negative. Like you say, you walk out to someone, I go, I really love women with mustaches.
Oh. See, that would just make me cry.
But I love it. So what do you do?
If you ask a line like that 1,000 times, it might work once.
Yeah.
And then you will be a legend. You will be the guy who got that line to work.
What do you do with the? Do you do the thing of the, have we met somewhere before, or is this just a line I'm trying to pick you up with?
So the thing is, I have probably met them before because I have a shocking memory. And I can actually prove that. I started hitting on a girl that I'd slept with.
Oh.
And I was chatting to her like a really, you know, I thought she was quite attractive. And as it kept going along, so I was obviously drunk when we'd met. And I was like, do you live around here? Because I was at a gig. And she's like, yeah, just around the corner. I said, oh, we're about. She said the street. And I was like, that's really familiar. She said, yeah, that's because you were there a couple of weeks ago, Adam.
Only a couple of weeks ago.
I was very drunk.
Oh.
See, now you're picking up the vibe of the show?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So when is this show on, Adam? Tell us when it's on.
I start on the 31st of March and go right through to the end. So I'm doing every night except... Mondays.
At the Trades Hall?
At Trades Hall, yes. I'm up against Charlie Pickering.
Where was the subtitle? That's what I want to know. Single Dumber, All the Single Ladies.
See, where were you, Matt, when I needed you?
Okay. Adam Rosenbucks, Cal Wilson, thank you for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.